You are listening to the English Heroes series. Thank you for listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high. From HollyTreeEnglish.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of the English Heroes series, where I bring you live interviews with English learners just like you. In this episode, you will hear part one of three of my interview with Amirreza. Amirreza comes from Iran. One of the things that makes him an English hero is that he has found and developed a real love and passion for learning English. And now, let's hear about that passion.
I just want to begin by saying thank you, Amirreza, for joining me on the English Like an Eagle podcast. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I am so happy and excited.
Lovely. So let's get started with the usual simple question. Where are you from?
So I am from Iran, and yeah, I was born and raised here, and yeah, that's it.
Okay, and the very silly next question, what is your native language?
So, our native language is Persian Farsi, which is our standard language, or the formal language that we use in our everyday life.
Uh-huh. Now, does Iran have other languages?
Yeah, it has some minority languages like Kurdish, Azeri, and etc. But we don't use them. You know, there are some fewer people in parts of Iran that they use, but not in formal places. For example, you cannot use them in offices or, you know, formal situations.
I see. Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that. When did you first begin to learn English?
Well, I started learning English when I was around 14 or 15. So my parents actually sent me to an institute called Iran Language Institute. It was a really famous, and it is actually a really famous institute in Iran for learning second language, specifically English. So yeah, that was the starting point.
All right. And were you very passionate about learning it at that time?
I have to say that right from the beginning, at the very earliest stage of my learning, I realized that this is something that I am really passionate about, and I can improve and become, you know, one of the best learners actually in that institute. So yeah, it wasn't right from the beginning, but it shaped very soon or very early.
I see. And that is different from the path that our guests have taken, the guests that I have interviewed so far have taken, yeah. Which is the beauty of a podcast like this, where you can hear different stories. So Can you give us some more detail and tell us more in detail the story of how you developed a passion for learning English?
Yeah, for sure. So, as I said, right from the beginning, I wasn't very passionate about. For example, when I was 14 and I, when I wanted to go to the classroom, I saw my friends that are playing football, for example, in my alley, or, for example, they invited me to play. I was like, deep inside, I was like, why I should go to classrooms, but I cannot play with them. So at the beginning it was very hard, but when I went to the classroom and I received very positive feedbacks from my teachers, and that really pushed me, and that actually developed the motivation, the aspiration to become a good learner. And because I was always ready in classrooms, I was always ready to participate, and the teachers, were really happy. And because of the feedback, so the feedback is very important, so that I received from them, I struggle harder and harder. So that's why I say that from the earliest stage, I got into English.
And so from that motivation, it turned into a passion, right? It transformed
Yeah.
into a passion.
Exactly.
Amazing. And how has this passion for English changed your life?
You mean the I don't know, the peak points, or
Maybe at the peak points, but also, sometimes we look back, we look at the past, and we see maybe how our life was made different because of a decision that we made.
But well, one thing that I can say is that English actually changed my identity, if I want to be really honest. I think that now I have two identities. When I am talking in Persian, I am a very reserved, boy. I am very quiet. But when it comes to English, I am very sociable. I am, very active. And English, actually had this impact on me. And in terms of my knowledge, my path to, because I didn't say that, but I have an engineering background, so it helped me a lot in other cases. So, is that what you mean, or?
That is absolutely what I mean. That is really interesting. I think we could make a whole interview about just that. Maybe some other time.
So, should I continue, or?
Oh yeah, if you have more to say, absolutely.
So, as I said, learning English helped me a lot in different studies that I had. So, it was a real benefit, especially when it comes to our country, because English is considered our foreign language, not our second language. So, there are very few people who can speak English very fluently or in very high standards. There are very few. And because I had this knowledge or proficiency at that time, it was a really benefit for, it gave me a prestige in that college, or in my studies. It helped me a lot to learn or acquire things much faster than the others. So, for example, engineering has many abstract things, So just by knowing English, I could learn them faster than the others. So it was a thing that I cannot forget that it was a hurdle for other students, but it was like a piece of cake for me.
A piece of cake. So, really easy.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, I think it's very interesting how sometimes when we begin to learn a new skill, or when our parents say, "You need to learn this," at first we are not very excited about it, and then later in life, we realized that it helped us to become more successful in other areas. I think sometimes our parents and teachers are more right, they are more correct or right about things than we want to admit.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
So, going to a little bit of a different topic, do you feel that the biggest motivation comes from inside or outside of a person?
Yeah, so I am 100% sure that it comes from within and not outside. And by saying this, I'm not neglecting the fact that environment or people who are around us, for example, are not they cannot have impact. But I think that the great resource is situated within us, or we have it. Because, I always think about it like an, eternal fuel that you always can resort to and you always have. If you are passionate about something, if you are deeply committed, and I have to say that there's a really difference between being interested in something and being committed and passionate about something. There are very two different things. And yeah, within, all of them come from within.
And so you have already partially answered this, but why do you feel, maybe I
This
need to
way.
change the, why do you
Yeah,
feel this way? What has caused you to feel this way?
okay. So, see, if you are, if I say that motivation comes from outside, or if I think that way, you are always seeking for some external, I think, triggers in order to push you, in order to motivate you in what you are doing. So, with having that in mind, sometimes the thing that can motivate you, there's this possibility that the same thing can demotivate you. So I mean that if I am passionate about learning English and if I see my environment and they motivate me, there is a chance that in some time in the future they can demotivate me. So that's not how it should work for you. You should have the passion inside so that when you come across hardships, when you come across barriers, if you have a very strong passion and motivation that comes from inside, you can go through those hardships and find your way, and you do not actually look back for others to push you. So there's a really difference here. And what I was saying about being interested and passion, and I said that there's a difference between these two, is that if you are interested in something, there's this possibility that you come, you make up excuses for you. You can actually create stories for you. For example, we all have stories like money story, family story, I don't know. We are relation stories that can hinder us from developing. But if you are committed in something, I think that you forget about all of those stories, and you try, you struggle, and you seek to become actually what you are destined to become.
So, passion helps us to overcome or go through or go over challenges.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. That is very. We have an expression in English that gives me a lot of food for thought.
Yeah, and I wasn't, I have to say that I wasn't thinking about life or learning English like this. I had to educate myself to see this way, to have this perspective. It is not something that is God-given, or you can, you have to search for it in order to, to acquire this perspective, I think.
Yeah. We are not born with
Yeah, exactly.
mindset meaning the attitude or the ideas of our minds that
Yeah.
direct our actions. We have to, those develop over time.
And that was part one of my interview with Amirreza. My question for you in this episode is, when did you start learning English? Again, when did you start learning English? I love to hear and read learners' stories, so please click on the link to go to the show notes and leave me a comment with your answer to this question. In the show notes, you will find a link to Italki, where I met Amirreza, and you will find a link to support this podcast with a small money gift. Your support helps me to keep producing this podcast. But if you cannot, it's okay. I want to say thank you to Amirreza for participating in this podcast. I want to say thank you to Neil, my friend and colleague, for his lovely flute music. And I want to say thank you very much to you for listening. You have been listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high from HollyTreeEnglish.com. This is Holly, or Teacher Holly, saying goodbye until next time.